Good morning, my brothers and sisters. How blessed are we to be here today on this final day of May to begin in prayer and to celebrate the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm Father Michael, along with the rest of the team here at the God Minute, and we welcome you to our time together in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 62. God is my rock. My soul, be at rest in God alone, from whom comes my hope.
God alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not fall.
My deliverance and honor are with God, my strong rock, my refuge is with God.
Trust God at all times, my people. Pour out your hearts to God, our refuge.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 1, verses 46 through 49. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our reading from Luke's Gospel today is part of the Marian devotion we now call the Magnificat, and is Mary's response to the greeting from her cousin Elizabeth when Mary arrives to visit her, or as we now refer to the scene, the Visitation. I'm sure you know Elizabeth's greeting, the one of, "But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The simple one line of greeting says so much about Mary and God and how he desires our relationship with his mother to be. In another act of totally undeserved love, Jesus gives us his own mother, and through her perfect love, she meets us where we are. She comes to us. She visits us as a mother or a friend or just an example of discipleship. And this is how God designed it. He designed it so that he would have a mother and she would be human like us so that she could bring him to us, because mothers get stuff done, right? And he completes this in Jesus's giving of her to John and all of us on the cross. She is our heavenly mother for all eternity, forever bringing her son into the lives of all her children. I have found that my prayer recently has been, "I'm tired, Lord. I'm just tired. I'm so thankful and I'm so blessed. I'm just so tired." This season of life has been hard. It's been a hard adjustment. Those of you who have more than two children, I don't know how you do it. Adjusting to two little ones has been a challenge for me emotionally, and we've just been tired. I have one of those daily Bible verse calendar things, and my line the other day was from Isaiah 43. "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." And I couldn't help but think of my own life, my new life as a mother of two, being pulled two ways now instead of one, my old life of being able to give all my attention to my daughter's past. At first, I struggled with this, and it made me sad, but Now I'm beginning to see this beautiful new life emerge, something God had planned for me bigger and better than I could have created for myself. Unlike God, Mary could not see the plan laid out for her. She, like us, was only privy to a human awareness of what was happening. She had professed a personal vow of virginity. She never imagined she would be a mother. Then, all of a sudden, everything she pictured for her future was turned upside down. But still we hear her proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Hear her say, "The Almighty has done great things for me." Just as God intended, she meets me where I'm at. She sits with me and holds my hand in my tiredness. She says, "I get it. I know this might not be how you pictured things to be. I too," she says, "had to surrender to the passing of my old life, but then I too got to witness the bigger and better thing God had planned." Jesus wants to visit you through his mother, wherever you are, in your doubt and unbelief, in your guilt and your shame, in your pride, in the transition of life stages, in your exhaustion. His mother makes haste to come to you. She will sit patiently with you, and when you're ready, she will teach you to say, "The Almighty has done great things for me."
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, for he has looked with mercy on my lowliness, and my name will be forever exalted. For the mighty God has done great things for me, and his mercy will reach from age to
today, as we pray the Lord's Prayer, let us do so with a spirit of thanksgiving for the many ways that the Lord has blessed us in our lives.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, who, while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your Son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth, grant us, we pray, that, faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's always great to begin our day in prayer with you. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.